C.S. Lewis said the easiest thing to prove was the sinfulness of mankind. All you had to do was read a newspaper and study a little bit of history, and you understand that mankind is evil. And in our natural state, we're a part of that. But if we believed in Jesus Christ and received his grace, we have been rescued out of that. But we have to recognize, before we condemn the world, that we are of this world. See, that's a hard thing sometimes for us to agree with. And the only reason that we have been rescued from that and we have been changed and drawn out of that is the grace of God in Jesus Christ. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said about mankind, about men and women of the world. It's found in Romans 1, verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was due them. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity. They're whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventor of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Therefore, you are without excuse, O person, whoever you are that judges. For wherein you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you that judge do the same things. You see, we have been rescued out of this world, and as much as we want to condemn this world, because we have seen the light, and we have followed Jesus Christ, and we've been changed, we've been transformed, we don't do those things anymore, we really can't judge them, because we came out of the world, we are a part of the world, but God in his grace redeemed us. He bought us back out of this slavery to sin, and we are what we are by the grace of God. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your grace that came and rescued me. I look at what Paul wrote about the nastiness of the world. I didn't do a lot of those things, but I see myself in some of them. I was a part of that because I was born into this world, and all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Help me, O Lord God, to offer hope in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Help me to understand that, Lord, today, to be that beacon of hope for this world, because you have given me hope. Let me look around me at the mess that this world is in and the mess that people are in without condemnation, but with your eye of mercy and love and the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.